How to become an agent, what it takes to pass FIFA's agent exam, BBC Sport, date modified :2024-12-17T06:2339.072Z, description :BBC Sport's Nick Mashatare sets out to pass FIFA's agent exam, and speaks to those in the industry about what it takes to enter their world. How to become a football agent, Nick Mashatare, BBC Sport football news reporter, published, December 17, 2024. This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption: How do you become a licensed agent and what's it like dealing with them in negotiations? Wembley is a lovely stadium. It's a lovely stadium to have a meltdown at. Lewis Brownhill, the older brother of Burnley midfielder Josh, is one of about 5,000 candidates worldwide preparing to sit FIFA's exam to become a licensed football agent. Brownhill, 37, is a chief technician in the RAF, with 3 tours of Afghanistan during almost 20 years of service. He also works as a scout for the Cassius Sports Agency, which represents his brother along with Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Northern Ireland manager Michael O'Neill. I feel more nervous, genuinely, than going to Afghanistan, Brownhill says. I had set my goal to be an agent. I always put a bit of pressure on myself to pass exams, but because it was the next stage of my career I had to make sure I was able to do it. It doesn't help that the exam has had such a low pass rate, that's where the pressure comes from. But can anyone become an agent? Why? How does it work? I attempted to find out by sitting FIFA's agent exam, back to the beginning, image source, BBC Sport image caption, the Great Hall at Wembley hosted the FIFA exam in November, it's 8:30 a.m. on a cold November day in North London and we are shuffling up an escalator towards the Great Hall at Wembley Stadium to take a seat at one of 300 desks lined up in classic school exam style. There are 2 pieces of paper and a pen on each desk. We will face 20 multiple-choice questions in 1 nerve-wracking hour on everything from sell-on clauses to when agents can approach minors. You need to answer at least 75%, 15 questions, correctly to pass. The £300 entry fee at least gets you a bottle of water, accompanied by a shiver of GCSE dread from decades past. But it also gives you a shot at the career of a lifetime as a FIFA-licensed agent in the glamorous world of professional football. There are approximately 7,000 licensed agents worldwide, and during next month's January transfer window I'll be speaking to many of them, good and bad, to work out which players are going where. Some are understandably driven by their own agendas, the best interests for their clients and their agency. Former Manchester United manager Sir Alex Ferguson had an outspoken distaste for some agents, describing them as having an imagination beyond belief during negotiations over transfers, new contracts, or pay rises. You get agents who buy players' groceries, do their travel, polish their boots, he said in 2011. That is the kind of human being you are having to deal with. Some dominate their lives. Premier League clubs spent more than £400 million on agent fees in the year to February 2024. Which can conjure up the caricature of a larger-than-life super-agent such as the late Mino Raiola. A far more realistic description of an agent is the well-travelled former EFL player who has years of real-life experience, which they then pass on to their clients. There are also parents or close relatives looking to represent family members themselves, which some within the industry are critical of. Why reintroduce the agent exam? There have been a lot of players damaged by not having proper agents. Chancers who were able to just fill a form in, pay the money and the next day they're an agent, one agent tells me, speaking anonymously. I went for a few players and they said they weren't going to sign for me, but wanted to sign with their uncle's friend, next door neighbor, or dad's mate. Between 2015 and 2023, when the industry was deregulated by FIFA, anyone in England without a criminal record could pay £500 plus VAT to the Football Association, sign a form and become an agent, even with zero industry experience. Many view the previous lack of control as having flooded the market with unqualified people. Even FIFA recognizes it was a mistake. The exam was reintroduced last year, having been in place between 2001 and 2015 through member associations, when the sports governing body made it mandatory for all agents to be licensed by October 1, 2023. Almost half of the 3,800 people who set the exam in April 2023 failed. The new FIFA license is designed to boost standards and raise the professional and ethical standards of the profession. From October last year, unlicensed agents were not allowed to work on transfers, contract negotiations, or speak to players, although there are about 900 legacy agents registered before 2015 who do not have to take the exam. Image source, Dean Eldridge. Image caption, Agent Dean Eldridge with the late Sven-Goran Eriksson, one of his former clients. There is that perception, maybe from the outside and unfounded in many cases, that anyone can be an agent, says Dean Eldridge, who runs Oporto Sports. Eldridge deals exclusively with managers and coaches, working with Sven-Goran Eriksson before his death in August, and passed the first exam in April 2023. Oporto has 15 coaches and managers on its books, including former Leicester and Bristol City boss Nigel Pearson, Barnsley's Daryl Clark, Rotherham's Steve Evans, and ex-Lincoln and Blackburn chief Michael Appleton. It's an easy narrative to say, oh, there's a lot of money being lost to the game because it's going to agents, Eldridge says. Well, if the agents are good and the agency is well run, then they're essential to support that individual. While the exam is a positive step for the industry, it was far less relevant for me. I might be one of very few who specialize in working with managers, so that could be something they could look at. The exam may not correct everything, but it is the first step in having the minimum knowledge about the international transfer system, how it works, how a player can be registered with clubs, or how to represent minors. The exam is broadly welcomed, despite some criticism of the questions. It is estimated to have cut the amount of agents by over half. FIFA accepts the questions bear little relation to an agent's daily responsibility, and they are not supposed to. FIFA regulates the international transfer system and not the day-to-day care of players, so the exam focuses on knowledge of the market, not the human being. If it limits the number of bad agents in the game, then it's good. It shouldn't be a given you could just go in and work in football, says former Walsall and Doncaster defender Jimmy O'Connor, who has joined Wasserman. It is one of the biggest agencies in the world, with clients including Chelsea head coach Enzo Maresca, Manchester City and England defender John Stones, Liverpool's Curtis Jones and Newcastle's Harvey Barnes. O'Connor is sitting the exam on his 40th birthday, after a 15-year playing career which started as a trainee at Aston Villa and finished at Kidderminster. Former Bristol City and Norwich striker Aaron Wilbraham, who passed his exam last year, is at Murdoch Sports Group, headed by former Preston and Northern Ireland defender Colin Murdoch. I had bad experiences, said Wilbraham, who played for 10 clubs and retired aged 40 in 2020. I remember my first agent saying it doesn't matter who your agent is, if you do it on the pitch you'll get your moves. That's not the case. Everything else off the pitch needs to be taken care of so you can concentrate on the football. If you are doing well, you need someone in the background bringing attention to it, spinning plates and getting interest. The player has someone to call when something's gone wrong and may not want to ring his dad, who may be a builder and doesn't know what to do next. They have someone who knows football. Image source, Getty Images. Image caption, Burnley forward Jay Rodriguez's father Kiko was trying to pass his exam at the second attempt, back to the day of the exam. And at breakfast in the Wembley Hotel, Kiko Rodriguez, father of Burnley striker Jay, is also a bag of nerves. He works for Stoke-based Beswick Sports and had been revising hard the night before. He confesses he finds the process more stressful than watching Jay earn an England cap at Wembley against Chile in 2013. While Brownhill, who has clearly put the work in, tests me with some last-minute questions, another candidate sits down. The former Blackpool, Burnley, Preston and Oldham winger David Ayres, who has been working for Stellar Agency for 17 years. In the exam room, I speak to Brad Abrahams, 50, who until this point has been a senior manager in the construction industry. Originally from Sydney, He has lived in the UK on and off for the past 24 years and is now based in Stevenage, having worked in Asia, India, and the Middle East. Why the change in direction? His motivation is his son Oliver, 15, who is part of Benfica's academy in London. 3 years ago, my lad said, "When I make it, I don't want to give my money to anyone else. I want you to represent me, Dad," said Abrahams, who is also a goalkeeping coach for non-league side Newport Pagnell. "It was very typical of my son. He's got a mature head. We've kept him out of the academy system so far, and he reminds me on a weekly basis I have to become an agent. From the exam hall, it is clearly a male-dominated industry. Less than 10% of today's candidates are women, and only 7% of registered agents worldwide are female." Autumn Brown, 24, works for PR company Outreach Talent Group, OTG, which represents clients in fashion, comedy, entertainment, and sport, and has recently signed England rugby winger Jess Breach. OTG plans to branch out into women's football, and Brown, who played hockey for England age group teams, is going in with her eyes open. "It's definitely intimidating walking into an exam room when less than 10% is female," she says. "As we've been growing, we've had a number of calls with different sports agencies. I've only spoken to men on these sports calls. They immediately assume I'm not familiar with certain athletes or the industry. I do understand my value, and I'm not someone that is tentative in those situations, so I'm not going to be intimidated. Anxiety levels rising, sitting the exam." Image source, BBC Sport. Image caption: "The FIFA agent exam lasts 60 minutes and has 20 multiple choice questions. As the exam looms, you can sense anxiety levels rising in the room. A stern notice from the chief invigilator outlines the rules and warns of FIFA disqualifying candidates. The exam is random. No one has the same questions, partly to stop anyone briefing those who are going to take it later in the day or in different time zones. There were 20 cases of cheating across the world in November, including several in Spain, where candidates changed the IP address of the venue's Wi-Fi, allowing remote access, before changing it back and submitting their answers. The exam is all on one page and exactly the same format as the mocks. I took about 30 practice tests on FIFA's agent platform but found it repetitive. One candidate I spoke to took 144 mock exams but failed by a point. The point of the mocks is to ensure your device is compatible and simulate the exam experience, rather than as a full-blown study aid. I chose to pay £120 for extra, broader questions from a website claiming a 97% pass rate for first-time takers.